T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Come on, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's
the Wendy's Big Show. Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer alongside Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, live from the Lakeland University Studios, now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Adam Roberts producing on the other side of the glass. Let's get out to the Schneider Orange Hotline and get to the new general manager of football operations at the University of Miami, Alonzo Highsmith. Alonzo, congrats on the new job, and how are you doing today?
Good. Very well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
You know, it's a rare chance that I can get a Florida State Seminole and a Miami Hurricane on the same line together, and we try to figure out how we can get that thing going again.
Well, we're grown, you know, man. Go ahead, Zoe.
It's strange that you say that, because if you know anything about the history of Miami and Florida State, Miami and Florida State players have always had a great relationship. It's just those Gators we never liked.
That's a fact. That is a true fact.
So that means I got to go get a Gator from somewhere.
Well, you know, it's weird, because all my years in college, we used to go up to Florida State, go hang out. I think Florida State and Florida and Miami players all knew each other. So it was always,
yep.
No, it was competitive as hell on the field. But off the field, I mean, we were like brothers. Pablo Lopez, Fred Jones, and all the guys I knew at Florida State, you know, we used to talk. But when that week of the game, we never talked.
So I got to go find Lomas Brown and James Jones. I got to go get them jokers.
Yeah, exactly. It was just those Gators we didn't get along.
The Blaze brothers, their sister went to Florida State.
Yeah.
She was in my class. So
exactly.
Alonzo is right. We are friends. One of my best friends is Micah Irvin. We always talk about that, of course.
Every time we got a break in college, we'd all drive up to Tallahassee.
Yep.
And we'd camp out somewhere. Either it was someone in Florida State or some friend, Pat Carter, some friend over at
Pat Carter, yeah.
At Florida A&M
that
we knew from high school. And, you know, Pat Carter, I'm still mad at Pat Carter because he told his mom we kept him out too late at night, so she would let him come back to Miami.
I played with Pat in Detroit.
Exactly. And, you know, Dion, I was there. We went out with Dion on his recruiting trip to Miami. So it was always a cordial thing, Miami and Florida State, till they played on Saturdays.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, so it's two people in the NFL that people always was a head scratcher who really never got the head jobs. Now, one was Eric Bieniemy, and the other one was you. And it just seemed like to me these are two guys that deserve either to be a GM or a head coach, but for some reason never got the opportunity. I mean, congratulations working
well,
with your alma mater, though.
Man, I really, and hey, congrats to you and everything, your career and how it's unfolded. And it's amazing. I was at a restaurant in Chicago last week, and guess who I ran into? Work Done.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the same thing. But you know what? You ask those questions, and, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't, you know, I can't tell you why. I've always felt as though I was prepared to do a lot of things, but sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't work out that way. And, you know, you hate to say if things were different, it would be much more different for you, but sometimes it looks that way. I can't tell you. Now, you can say Eric Bieniemy's not a head coach because he didn't interview well. I mean, I don't know what more he has to do to be a head coach because he fulfills all the qualities. And the thing that's weird about football now is the rules always change. You got to be
true.
A play caller. You got to be a defensive coordinator. Well, then this guy, there wasn't a play caller. And you know, it's weird when there's five head coaches in the NFL from John Carroll College, and there's only two African-American head coaches in the league.
Right.
Three. I mean, that kind of stuff is if you wonder about that and you wonder why that is, or maybe John Carroll produces better coaches than any school in the history of pro college football. I don't know. But, you know, as far as the GM thing is, I don't know what the criteria are or what they're looking for. And I'll say this, and I used to think, you know, a lot of people think the owner's this, the owner's that, they're doing this. After I went to the NFL diversity program this past week in Atlanta on Monday and Tuesday, I have more sympathy towards the owners now after talking to them and being around them. I just don't think their people inform them very well. I don't think they even know whether it's white or black. I don't think they really know the candidate until an interview or unless he works for his particular team. But I don't think these owners, you know, these owners can't tell you who the next GM is or the next head coach is because they're not in that business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They rely on outside sources, search committees, and these people. And now the agent business is kind of running the coaching searches for owners and stuff around that league, the connections around football through agents and who represent presidents of teams, represent young GMs, and they represent coaches. So all these things go into that factor. And if you're not in that circle with agents and the right agency group, you're not going to get interviewed for a job. That's a fact.
Yeah, because I was wondering, when we were together, of course, Ron Wolf, most of his guys got a chance, Dorsey,
yep.
Snyder.
Yep.
And then you would hear Ron Wolf's son, Elliot Wolf. And I'm thinking,
McKenzie.
McKenzie and another. I said, where's Zoe? I mean, as far as talent, evaluating, winning, and all of that, I have to go back to what Brian Flores, you know, said about coaching, but then when these African Americans get to be GMs, they don't even hire an African American coach. So I just think that for the most part, I'm with you. I don't know what to judge you by, but I also think that the media has a lot to do with it sometimes because you look at John Lynch.
Agency businesses,
yes,
search committees. Yeah. You know, it's like this. I tell you this: if you were going to Miami and you said, "Alonzo, give me five restaurants to go to."
Right.
I would give you my five that I like, that I know, right? Well, a real food critic and a real restaurant person might give you five totally different names. You know what I mean?
Totally different. Yeah.
Totally different. And, you know, and it's kind of like that in football. If you said, Alonzo, I need you to give me 10 candidates for head coaches in the NFL and give me 10 candidates for GMs in the NFL, taking yourself out of it. My list is totally different than what the search committees and what the agent groups are giving teams, because I'm in the arena with these people. I know the people in the arena. I've seen all of their work ethics. I've been on the road. I've talked football with people. Here are the people I would hire for this position. And I guarantee you this, they run circles around a lot of the people these committees are picking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt.
Talking with Alonzo Highsmith. Oh, sorry, Alonzo. Talking with Alonzo Highsmith here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary.
Go ahead, Zoe.
No, I was just concluding that, yeah. You know, it's no different than if you ask reporters who the best football player is, and then you go ask players who the best
completely
football
different.
Player is. There's going to be a total different way how you see things and how players write it up. And I'm not saying I'm right or they're wrong, but I'm just in this arena who see these people. I've seen some of these guys for the last 10 years and 5 years. And white or black, I say, how come this guy doesn't get in? Mm-hmm. This guy should be interviewed. There's like five guys I would hire right now as a head coach, and they're African-Americans. And they have all the qualifications. You know, one of the things you wonder about in this business is, what happened to leadership? When did knowing X and O's mean more than leadership? You know what I mean? Because a lot of the greatest coaches I've ever been around were all leaders, and they weren't X and O guys. They were tremendous leaders of men, and they hired people who were good teachers, and they were the orchestrator of the whole thing. And you know, you wonder what. So you mean I got to be? Well, what if you're a good play caller, but you got no people skills?
Right. That's true.
You know what? Great leaders understand the whole evolution of the game. Great leaders have self-awareness. They can pick the right people. They know what they want on offense. They know what they want on defense. They know what type of players they want. They're not missing anything. Great leaders are missing few qualities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And with you now going to back to your alma mater, what does that mean for you? What would you be over to try to help the Hurricanes get back to national prominence?
Well, I think one of the things, first of all, I'm coming back to University of Miami in a very humble manner. I'm not the savior to the program or anything like that. What I do bring to the program is 25 years of evaluating skills, understanding the city of Miami, understanding the culture of our football program, understanding what it takes to get where these kids want to get to. I can honestly sit in front of a parent and tell their parent, I know exactly where your son wants to get. I can teach him how to get there. But not only do I want to help evaluate talent and bring good football players to the team, it's a different era than when I came out and when Leroy came out and when you came out, Gary. It's a total different world now. And these young men are much more educated. They're much more knowledgeable of themselves. There's more money involved now. You've got all kinds of NIL going on. So there's going to be a whole bunch of other problems created from all this. And I want to be able to say, you young men, I understand what you're going through. I understand the expectations that's expected of you at this level. And now you have to find a way to internally motivate yourself to be a great player, and don't exhale because you got $100,000 in your pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All those sorts of things. And I think, especially being an African-American, where 70% of the players are African-American, we all come from different and diverse backgrounds, being able to relate to those players, because I've been involved with every aspect of that in this business, I can tell them stories of the Donald Drivers and how he made it, Tremone Williams, the Leroy Butlers, and these guys who I've watched over my career. and I can tell you a little bit about myself. And it's never I did it this way or this was a better way of doing it. But letting them know and letting parents know that my number one job with your son, when you bring your son to me at the University of Miami in our school, I'm going to be with him every step of the way to make him a better human being and a better man. Because I want you to say, not only he's a great person, but he happens to be a great football player as well. I want them to talk about you as a person first. I want you, when you leave our program, to be, when you get married one day, a better husband, a better friend. You understand the life, and you know there's more than just football out there as far as being a good person and all those sorts of things.
You talk about the NIL deal, and we just had the shoes dust up with Saban and Jimbo Fisher. And then that's going to make it a little difficult, or what different, I would say, because of all that. What was your thoughts on that little dust up that happened between those two coaches?
I kind of think they exposed themselves a little bit, and I kind of liked it. You know, all these other colleges are just watching from the outside looking in, and you're watching two beasts in the SEC. I mean, these are the power brokers of college football: Alabama, Texas A&M, best facilities. I mean, that recruiting classes. But it lets you know what this business is when you see these two schools fighting, and Nick even dragged in Jackson State.
Right. Come on. I don't know why you did that.
Come on. Jackson State's bothering nobody. They brought in one highly touted kid, and Nick Saban's and these guys are upset at that. It just lets you know where we're going in college football, because now whatever happened in the past, it happened in the past.
Yep.
Now it's all legal. So now you have, let's just say a college kid can get $250 NIL deal from Miami, $250 NIL deal from USC.
Wisconsin, we ain't doing that, Zoe, so you don't even put our names in there.
A $250,000 NIL deal from Wisconsin, a $250,000 NIL deal from Alabama, right?
Yeah.
If it's all legal, and I got a choice to go, what? I think I may pick Miami, Florida.
Coral Gables.
Great weather. Coral Gables.
Great weather.
Go to Miami Heat games, ride around with sunglasses on.
You might see DJ Khaled.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so now the playing field becomes pretty even now. You know what I mean? At the power brokers in this business. I'm talking about the power brokers, the teams that, you know, that expend excessive amounts of money in college football, and it's amateurism, but it's professionalism now. So, I mean, now Nick Saban and these guys realize, oh shoot, and now now they're fighting now, and you know what they say, the behemoths, the beasts will eventually eat themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Alonzo, appreciate the time today, man.
All right, now you guys take care. Let's hope Florida State and Miami can get back that old rivalry again, where every time they play, there used to be something on the line. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Let's pull for the state of Florida and Wisconsin too.
All right, Alonzo, appreciate the time,
bro. My brother.
Yeah.
There you heard from Alonzo Highsmith, the new Miami general manager of football operations on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer alongside Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Adam Roberts producing the show today. Right now at Wendy's, you can satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with the new Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, Applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now, or try the hot honey sauce and a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast time at participating U.S.
Who's a better golfer
Wendy's.
Out of you or AR?
Oh, Adam, without a doubt.
Because he said
Adam,
you.
Adam, without a doubt.
He said you, so is this y'all trying to get me and Gary in a game and take out $10?
I like golfing. I'm not that good at it. Adam apparently is really good at it. Adam, you went out the other day and played at your course. What'd you shoot?
Yeah, what'd you shoot?
Shot a 78.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying right
now,
there.
Now, what's your handicap?
Like 13 or 14.
See, that's a horse apiece.
What?
Yeah, they're about the same. So I'll play with you, Toby.
Nah,
Gary can play
with
AR.
I think AR is more consistent.
Oh, he's going to be better than me. What are you at, Gary? What are you at? What's your handicap?
Oh, by 19, 20, 25.
Yeah, that's what I'm with Gary. So we can play.
It all depends.
The four of us can play.
Yeah.
But can one of y'all sandbag?
All depends on how.
Yeah, it's not me. I ain't that good.
I get my boy Joe Sweeney.
That means Adam. That means Adam's next to the pin every time, bro.
That don't mean he making putts, though.
We putting for birdie, everyone.
If you're on the green, if we're playing scramble style,
yeah, we're going for birdies every single hole.
No, you going for birdie single hole anyway.
Yeah, he's putting.
What are you talking about? Did Joker say you shot 7-8?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And that means he's putting for birdie.
And then he tells me, he says, you know, I haven't played in a while.
Yeah, right.
That was my first round since I moved here.
He making it. You can.
And my back still hurts.
He putting for birdie, coach.
My back didn't hurt until I was 30 years old. Come on.
78, man.
I wish you could feel how my back feels right now, Leroy.
He does put his hand on his back like an old
that
man.
That means he's putting for birdie.
It does. All the time.
All the time.
But that means
I'm putting for double bogey.
Right?
If I can get a double bogey on every hole, I'm good.
Get the golf clap. You get the golf clap. Well, good job.
But basically, my goal is to be a bogey player.
Yeah, I get
double bogey ain't going to hurt me.
I get the backhanded compliments of, oh, that ain't bad. Those kind of hits, you know,
that ain't bad.
Oh, that was good speed. It wasn't anywhere close, but speed was good. You know, all those backhanded compliments. I ain't good enough to shoot no 78.
But see, me and Gary are never going to throw our clubs in the water.
Never.
We're never going to break them over our knee.
No.
Well, if you're in the 70s, 80s, that's what y'all
ain't
do.
Ain't good enough for that.
Oh, I can be on the tour, but I can't putt. Yeah, come on over here with me. Playing these scrambles. I'll be playing this. At the State Fair Golf Course Golf Tournament June 7th. So that's the next time. So I got some new clubs. So I'm going to
break them in. Yeah,
you got to get out there and play.
Those clubs are very nice.
Yeah, I'll break them in one of these days.
Hey, Leroy, you're also doing something tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I'll be at the Pick and Save on National, 6760 West National from 4 to 6 for my new brats and Lee Vodka.
There you go. Yeah. Check out Leroy out there just a little bit later. Let's dive back into some of the Brewers talk. We started the show today. Who are your top three managers in Brewers history? You can give us a call at the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct, or you can tweet us at Big Show Network.
He had Hall of Famers. He like, was Harvey King?
Yeah.
He's the best manager in Brewers history. And I was telling him, how many Hall of Famers in 1982 team? I know 19 was on that team.
Well, we pull up the roster.
But Council, I don't know if he'll have any Hall of Famers.
How many
All-Stars does he have?
Well, his best
he got
players,
Cy Young.
His best
he got
players.
An MVP.
Yeah. Well, just think about it. Who's the best players?
Yelich. Corbin Burns.
Before him.
Ryan Braun was like
Ronnie.
Well, does he does count?
He's not a Hall of Famer though.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Bronny, Yelich, who else?
Well, Kane.
Kane, but I don't think
Kane won a championship.
Hall of Famer.
No, I don't think.
Here, I got the 1982 team.
All right,
catcher was Ted Simmons.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay.
First baseman Cecil Cooper.
No, not a Hall of Famer.
Good though. Good.
Second base
good.
Jim Gantner.
Oh, Gant, that's my guy.
Shortstop, Robin Yount.
19 was definitely Hall of Fame.
Third baseman, Paul Molitor.
Oh, boy.
Left field, Ben Ogilvy.
Okay.
In center, Gorman Thomas.
Oh, my God.
In right, Charlie Moore.
They were stacked.
DH, Roy Howell.
They were stacked.
Yeah, it was a good baseball
team.
They
were stacked.
Very good baseball
Council
team.
Council ain't got nothing like that. If it is, it's different, though, every year, Gary. Yeah. I think Kane was the only guy. Kane's been here, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
A true 5 years, Council comes in. Shout out to Doug Melvin. That's my guy, man. Always
platinum.
Just him and his wife are just amazing. Yeah. He gives him the job, Toby, with no experience as far as managerial, whatever that word is.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in. You win the playoffs. I mean, because I remember me and Gary doing with these two baseball guys, Rami, Milwaukee Show, and Steve. Oh, you got to blow it up for 5 years. You got to be terrible and get draft picks. Mm-hmm. I said, man, I don't know if we got time for that. Because most people, Brewer fans, 40,000 on a Tuesday, my age, 53, you know, they ain't trying to wait no 5 years. Now, you young guys can wait 5 to 7 years and blow it up. No, we're not doing that here. So since now David Stearns come in, he's an analytics guy, younger guy. You put him with Council. Now you get, you know, first place all the time.
Yeah.
So now that's when we get into World Series or bust.
Well, real quick, Leroy, here's your stat if you want to know.
Yeah.
The Brewers have been to the playoffs 8 times in their franchise history. 4 of those last 4 years with Craig Council, about to be a 5th. No manager outside of Council has been to multiple playoffs.
And he's going to be the all-time winningest.
Yeah, he's only got to win 5 more games to tie. He's going to be the most winning manager in Brewers history. Only one to go to playoffs multiple times. I don't even know how you deny it at this point.
Gary, he get on my nerves because he don't like the way Council do the bullpen. He don't like he'll let pitchers go past the 6th inning. He don't
like
this.
A lot of people have that problem with Council. A lot of people, and that's why.
I don't get it.
All right, we'll get to some of your phone calls. 855-830-8648 on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. We'll get to some of your phone calls next on who were your top 3 managers in Brewers history on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wendy's Big Show. Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Make sure you wish him a happy birthday at Sparky Radio on Twitter. It's always good to be here, Leroy. Toby Altizer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and then you got Adam Roberts producing the show. You can't get much for $5 these days unless we're talking about Wendy's Biggie Bag. It's everything you've ever wanted in a bag. You can get your choice of a double stack, a junior bacon cheeseburger, or a crispy chicken BLT. And then on top of that, you get 4-piece nuggets, small fry, a small drink, all for just $5. Now, that's value without compromise. $5. You can check that out at Wendy's. Get your Biggie Bag today. U.S. price and participation may vary. Talking about the Milwaukee Brewers and their manager, Craig Council will inevitably become the winningest manager in Brewers history. Probably in the next week or two. He's only got 5 more wins to tie Phil Garner at the top there. And we're talking Who are your top three managers in Brewers history? You can give us a call on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, or tweet us at Big Show Network.
Phil Garner, to me, was one of the nicest guys, most approachable. We used to play in County Stadium. He was just the greatest. I mean, just nothing but great things about him.
Let's get out to the phone lines. Let's get out to Brian in South Milwaukee. Brian, how's it going today?
Hey, guys. Yeah, number three, I'm going to put Harvey Keenan there, obviously, because he's been the only manager to coach in a World Series. So, you know, and he was the one that basically got them over the top and got them into that position. Number two, I'm going to put Council there for now. What he's done, absolutely incredible with the multiple years in the playoffs. And
oh, man, Yo's got to be one.
You know, once in a while, he has a tendency to overthink himself and outthink himself. I mean, you know, that's the only fault I really can see about Council. But, you know, by and large, for the most part, he really does make all the right decisions and so forth. Bamberger is going to be my number one. And the reason I'm doing that is he came into the organization when there really were no expectations. They weren't a great team. They were, you know, a middle-of-the-road team. And then he was the one that really put them in position to make that World Series push after they let him go and they hired Harvey Keene. But he was the one that really orchestrated a lot of those moves, a lot of those players, and got them in the position to be in that World Series in 82. So that's why I would put Bamberger at number one. Of course, if Council gets them to the World Series, I would probably move him up there then instead of Bamberger.
All right, Brian, appreciate it, man.
And I think that's fair, Gary. I mean, his reasonings. How many years was Harvey Keene there? Because I think
Harvey Keene was there 1975 and then 82 and 83.
So
that long.
So
only a couple seasons.
3 years, maybe.
3 years.
I know what you're saying, but.
Yeah. Years of qualifying?
Council for me, Roy. And I like Scrap Iron. I like Ned Yost.
Not say Ned Yost's name. You know,
I like Tom Treblehorn. I get what you guys saying about Bamberger and King and I get that. But
yeah.
But for me it's gotta be about Craig Council is my number one.
No doubt.
Yeah, I don't know what these and herein lies the problem that we have with the Milwaukee Brewers. Yep. And that the Milwaukee Brewers, I think, the way they do it today, I think Craig Council do more with
work
less.
Harder than anybody.
With less. If you look at these payrolls in Major League Baseball and how much these team payrolls are over the Brewers, it tells you right now what Craig Council is up against. They've done it.
You're right, Gary.
Leroy, with three different teams, I believe, under Craig Council.
You're right about that, Gary, because they just went and beat the Padres, who paid Tatis $300 million.
How about this? Craig Council's, the first year they went to the playoffs, Toby, can you pull up the roster of that team real quick?
Yeah.
The first
four
playoff,
years ago? Was it four or five? Yeah.
The first playoff appearance? I would venture to say, so they've gone, what, four times you said, Toby?
They've been flipping that
four
roster.
Times when the council, yeah.
I would venture to say this is probably the third team, overhaul team, that he's taken to the playoffs.
I agree. It's all different people.
It's all different people.
It's free agents.
But you can't have him number one.
I mean, moving up guy, trading.
All right, here's the Brewers roster from 2018.
This is their playoff, was it the playoff team?
Yeah, playoff team.
Okay.
2018.
Manny Pena played the most games at catcher.
Gone.
Jesus Aguilar at first.
Gone.
Jonathan Villar.
Gone.
Bye.
Orlando Arcia.
Gone.
Travis Shaw.
Gone.
Ryan Braun.
Gone.
Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich.
Okay, here,
Cain,
here.
And then, let's see, Hernan Perez, Eric Thames.
Gone.
Moustakas got acquired.
Gone.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot.
Pitching, you're right, man.
Pitching
been
staff.
Over, man.
Pitching staff. Yulish Chacin.
Gone.
Chase Anderson.
Gone.
Junior Guerra.
Gone.
Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot of guys.
So two guys we take it, right?
Yeah, in that lineup, basically
Cain,
two guys.
Cain and Yelich. All right, give me.
You gotta coach all
give me
people.
The next playoff.
In 2019,
Rondall, Thames, Moustakas played the big role that year. Arcia. Right. Again, really the only guys left, Kane and Yelich.
Okay, and keep going.
2020, Narvaez was there, Justin Smoke, Keston Hira, Orlando Arcia, Eric Sogard, Yelly, Avi Garcia, Ben Gamel, Braun. And then last year.
Pitching in that group.
Two people from
2020.
Line.
You had Knebel, Hauser.
Oh, yeah, Hauser's still there.
Drew Rasmussen. Burns pitched in that season as well.
Here.
Devin Williams, here. Woody. But a lot of these guys that played bigger roles were not here. Justin Grimm, let's see, Claudio, Phil Bickford, Yardley. Those guys are no longer here. So to
Gary,
your point,
you're absolutely right.
To your point, Gary, he brings a different team to the playoffs every single
ain't
year.
Nobody else in MLB
ain't doing that, man.
Ever pointed that out, but Gary, shout out to you.
A whole different
this
team.
Man every year.
How you
Hunter Renfro is coming
winning,
in?
Yeah, how you winning? How you getting to the NLCS with all this just different stuff?
Well, real quickly,
the Dodgers
ask,
always keep I all mean, these guys.
Real quickly, I want to ask
mean,
you guys.
The Cubs can't even turn it around like that.
They don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What do you want? What do you want from a coach or a manager when you're at this level? What do you want out of a coach or a manager?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I just want communication. The communication is amazing. That's a great idea, AR. I think communication is good because you got to know who's your fragile guys you can't yell at. You got to know who the guys you can go after. And you got to know some guys you got to leave them alone. Coaches do a great job. The coaches are the therapist part of winning a championship. Because as Gary said, you got different guys coming in every year. And Colton Wong, he's not used to this. One, he's leadoff.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's seven. Then he may not play. But he knew what he was getting himself into. So that's why them playing the Cardinals, you know, you're playing former teams and things of that nature. No manager has to work so hard. Even when Council is up three runs, he's pacing like he's losing. I don't think I've ever seen him smile, but maybe twice.
All right, we'll get to some of your phone calls here in just a second. We'll take a quick break and wrap up the Wendy's Big Show. But I want to tell you about Rawhide Youth Services. They've been rolling since 1965 with the help of Bart and Cherry Starr. They've been helping youth in our communities for a long time. They're in need right now of used cars and trucks. Call Rawhide at 1-800-RAWHIDE or go to rawhide.org, and they'll come out and get your donation for you. Help at-risk teens find joy and healing today. We'll wrap up the Wendy's Big Show next.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
So Wendy's Big Show, Toby Altizer. And for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer alongside Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson. Right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with the new Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now or try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's. Also, Van Horn has entered the RV world. Pro Camp by Van Horn is a Class B camper van. It's like a tiny home on wheels designed for the weekend warrior or people who want to live the on-the-go van life. If you haven't seen this thing yet, check out VanHornProCamp.com. Wrapping up, talking a little bit more Brewers as the show ends today on a Friday. Hopefully you have a good Memorial Day weekend. Let's get out to one more phone call. Chris is in Georgia. Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I would go with Council, probably some recency bias, but you guys spelled out all the postseason success that he's had. Plus the fact he's a fan favorite. He played for the Brewers. I saw him at a Grand Slam in D.C. It was awesome. Number two for me is a sentimental pick, George Bamberger. I was 13 years old in 1978 when he took over. And I remember that pitching staff, Caldwell and Sorensen, Jerry Augustine, Jim Slayton. We had Mahler, Yao Cooper, Sixto, Lescano, and he set the table for the 1982 team. And then my third is probably not the best, third best, but my third favorite is Ned Yost. Now, again, he caught for the Brewers for a couple of years. I thought he was very popular with the fans and with the players. What do you think?
That's a good one. I'm all right with that. The Ned Yost people are going to come after you for that.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Right, Gary, because he's like a lightning rod. for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah, I don't understand people that are going to say that no to Craig Counsell being the top guy. I mean, there's some, I guess, nostalgia for some of the other guys. And sure, he hasn't necessarily gotten you to the World Series, but four out of the last 4 years, he's taking you to the playoffs. Probably going to do it for a fifth time. He's evolved as a manager. He's not the same guy that he was 2 years ago where, you know, he plays to the strengths of the team. The pitching staff is obviously the strength of this team, and he knows that he can let his guys go through, and he's adjusted as such. And I think he does a good job of creating a light atmosphere in that clubhouse. If you've ever been able to go in there or even just seeing what's happening in the dugout, they're having fun. And I think they play loose, they play free, and they're able to play better because of Craig Counsell and how he manages.
He lets them do what one of my favorite players, Willie Adonis, do. When Orlando Arcia was kind of the guy who also I was a big fan of, he kind of very, you know, kind of animated. Mm-hmm. And Willie Adonis, that's him. I mean, matter of fact, did y'all get his bobblehead? I think his bobblehead.
Can you get us one, Roy?
Well, yeah, I got claws me up,
one.
Baby.
Yeah, I just, got me one. I think they're
all
gone.
Oh, you just
talk
about yourself?
The next one I want is, because I can only get one. But I'm getting that one in Giannis. And
yeah, that's going to look good. That's in September,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, September. I'm getting that.
Is there going to be a picture of his back? Or?
Yeah, isn't that I don't want to test that.
I understood that reference.
My thing is, though,
what your thing
people
is?
Have to understand, though, just because we kind of disagree, there's no wrong answer. But I'm going to go back to Harvey King. You say he was here for 2 or 3 years. But it is people saying you got to – Cy Young, Gary, and you got an MVP. Why aren't you in the World Series? They're going to hold that to Counsell. They're going to hold that over his head.
Same reason the Dodgers didn't win it last year.
But the Dodgers won it in the shortened season, though.
Yeah, but the Dodgers' payroll is out of this
I mean,
world.
Out of this. Of all the sports, when you go into the playoffs, you can have the guys, but it's about who's hot at the right time. And, yeah, it's mostly frustrating what happened, but I don't know how much of that you can blame on Counsell. Maybe a little bit last year.
Well, they say he got the best pitching in baseball. They should be winning the World Series.
I mean, last year I think he learned as well from how last season went, where they're used to chasing at the end. And last year they were kind of ahead, and they were just kind of sitting on it. I think he learned from last year, so I think you'll see a little bit of a difference in how he manages
this
year.
This guy had to flip this roster every year. I don't know where you get that from, Gary. That was amazing.
I know stuff like that, Leroy.
Yeah, that's a football guy. Yeah. I'm serious. No one is. I've never seen nobody MLB.
And you don't get credit for it.
They're gonna take what Gary said, and they're gonna be headlines because he works the hardest out of all these other teams. Because these guys got these big payrolls, they can just sit back and put it on cruise control.
Yeah, he has to manage, and he's got to manage every single player on that roster.
Leroy, I want to reach out and say thank you to Toby Altizer for coming
he's
in.
He's amazing,
and,
man.
Reach out to our good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Today is his birthday. I think he turned like 40, maybe 45 days, something like that. I'm not really sure.
46.
Happy birthday to Stevie, and I hope he has a great weekend. And
Didn't he beat Rami running or something?
Yeah, there was a race.
That was...
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
We gotta find the
video. I think Rummings was Pluto that day. I'm not really sure.
He was looking like the young lady from the. He's a maniac guy stretching in the background.
Oh yeah. You know, can we find that video, please?
Yeah. And Steve over there like, man, we gonna run or not?
Yeah. Pair of jeans Rambo. On.
Bravo, that stretcher got a headband on.
Then Steve messed around, like, leaned that head forward, took control of me.
All right, that'll do it for us today. Hopefully you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Shout out to our soldiers. We love you guys.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.